Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:15, weather should be great tonight for high school football fans. Get ready, week 11 already. Man, it flies by. WWL's Manning Children's Family Prep Football Roundup. Ian Ozan, my friend Coach Lou Valden, tonight at 7. All the big playoff games, and Ian's here with us right now to outline some of those. How you doing, Ian?
Morning, Tommy. We're doing all right. The sun is shining, birds are chirping, and we are ready for football tonight.
Yes, sir. It flies by, doesn't it, man?
It does. It feels like literally yesterday, I guess figuratively yesterday, because it's not literal. But anyway, it feels like yesterday that the season began, and it's kind of bittersweet because in 4 weeks from now, it'll be over. The Superdome Prep Classic is 4 weeks from now. Once we get through, it'll be like, man, football's over. That's a bummer. Then you realize Christmas is on the horizon. You have Fridays free for the next 9 months, so there's some good and bad.
I know from the player's standpoint, you work all year long with workouts and lifting weights and running and this and that and the other thing. And then, man, there's only 10 games or so, and it's done. It's finished.
That's then for those guys who aren't graduating, they'll start up their workouts in March or April. Some of them will go on to play either basketball or baseball or track or all of the above. So for some of these athletes, yes, football's ending, but for some of them, they're just getting underway with their athletic pursuits this year.
Yeah, let's talk about the action began last night.
Yeah, we had four games in the bi-district playoffs last night. Two of them were all metro affairs. Bonneville beat Riverdale 28-14 to advance to next week's regional round. They'll travel to Lafayette to play the two-seed in Division I Select, Turlings Catholic, and that's not going to be an easy test for Bonneville. But I have to give them credit.
Turlings is off this week?
Turlings is off. They're one of the eight teams in that bracket that has a bye. And we'll talk more about those because the Catholic League's impacted by that. Mm-hmm. Bonneville, I have to give them credit. This is their eighth win of the season. They went 7-3 in the regular season. They've won a playoff game. That's the first time in a while they've won a playoff game. It's the first time in 20-some-odd years they've been in the playoffs. So for them to get where they are is an amazing turnaround, and their coaching staff should be applauded for that. Mm-hmm. This is a phenomenal job in rebuilding the culture there, in getting kids interested in playing, and making Bonneville a threat for the future. Mm-hmm. They've laid the groundwork for what could be a possible state championship team in the future if everything goes right.
Good for them.
The other game of local interest that happened last night, John F. Kennedy shutting out Frederick Douglass in the Division II Select playoff, 55-0 the final there. They'll go up I-10 next week to play number 5 Madison Prep. The other two games, St. Mary's of Natchitoches beat St. John of Plaquemine 30-14. St. Mary's will get Ascension Catholic next week, and Southern Lab crushed Central Catholic of Morgan City 48-6. The Kittens will play Ouachita Christian in Monroe next Friday night.
They really are the Kittens?
The Kittens, yes. They are Southern's Lab School, Southern's Jaguar, so Southern Lab, the Kittens.
All right. I know where St. Mary's of Natchitoches is, and that's quite a road trip for those kids, huh?
Yeah. They're going to have to make a long drive, and I don't know if I'm hoping they're getting charter buses, which will make it a little bit more bearable, but that's going to be at least a four-hour drive.
Mm-mm-mm. Tell me about the biggest games in the area tonight.
Yeah, big games in the area tonight, going to the Catholic League. Jesuit plays McDonough 35 at Pan American Stadium. You know what the prize for winning that game is? Getting Edna Carr next week.
Oh, boy.
So this is one of these where you win a playoff game, you can celebrate that, but you get a tough, tough test next week.
I know Jesuit played Carr already. Has McDonough 35 played Carr already?
I don't think – I'm trying to remember back. It would have been a non-district game. They – In fact, I think they did, and Carr won that one pretty easily in either week two or three. Brother Martin hosts Liberty. The winner of that game, speaking of long road trips, goes to Alexandria next week to play a team that reached the state championship game last year. Rummel and Holy Cross, they'll play each other in an all-Catholic League matchup tonight. That one at the Shrine on Airline. The winner also making a trip to the Alexandria area to play Coach Dan Christman's Tioga squad. Dan Christman was football coach at my high school when I was there. Went 0-10. He's turned his career around in Tioga for the first time in a while as in the playoffs.
Well, we went 0-10. That's why I have a championship ring. Because
there you go.
Last year, because I feel as though by being part of a team that went 0-10, we did our best to turn it around.
Amen. Yeah. And I have to give Christman credit. The guy he brought in as defensive coordinator, still at my alma mater as the athletic director now, one of the best softball coaches over the last 30 years in Louisiana, but that's neither here nor there. So back to the Catholic League. St. Aug will await the winner of tonight's Acadiana-Carron Crow matchup. That's a big one in the Lafayette area. These two teams played last week. Acadiana won, not only to take their seventh straight win, but to win the District 3-5A championship. They'll meet again tonight at Bill Dotson Stadium in Scott to figure out who's going to come to New Orleans to play San Augustine next week. John Curtis, meanwhile, awaits the winner of St. Thomas More and Lafayette, and taking nothing away from the Mighty Lions, the Cougars of St. Thomas More should win this one handily. I expect them to be coming to the Shrine on Airline next week to play the Patriots of John Curtis.
They're off this week, correct?
Yes, John Curtis is off this week. They get a bye, and John Curtis had a bye week during the regular season. They left 1 week open, partly because they traveled to California to play one of their games. So they had only 9 regular season games, a rare second bye in the season for a team.
Where are you guys going to be tonight?
We're going to be in studio tonight. We were going to go to Bonneville and Riverdale, but we found out on Tuesday that Haynes Academy had first dibs on Joe Yenny Stadium. Because of that, the Riverdale-Bonneville game was shifted to Thursday. That left us really without a game, so we're going to sit back at studio tonight, hang out with Charlie Long and Tim Zimmer.
I think that'll be fun. 7:20, we'll take a break, pick it up. We come back talking to Ian Ozan about Week 11 of WWL's Manning Football Children's Prep Football Roundup, presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper, tonight from 7 to 10:30, only on WWL. They put Friday Night Lights on the air. Traffic now, WWL. 7:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're talking with Ian Ozan. He and Lou Valden, my high school classmate. They are the co-host of the All-State WWL Manning's Family. I'll get it out here. Ian, give me a second. WWL's Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup, presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper. Let's talk about the Division I non-select side.
Yeah, Hahnville and Slidell facing off in a game that on paper is evenly matched. And this is one of those games where whoever makes the fewer silly mistakes is going to win the game. Flip a coin here. These are two good teams. Two great. Mike Gambrell is going to be there covering the game tonight. If you're in the area of Hahnville and you got nothing to do tonight, go check it out. It's worth the $10 ticket or whatever admission costs these days. The winner of that game is going to get the Parkway Covington game. The Lions of Covington hauling all the way to Bossier City to play that one. Not a fun ride. Yeah. Thibodeau plays Mandeville tonight. The winner also going to have to head to the northern part of the state next week. Winner goes to Monroe to play Neville. Destrehan's on a bye. They're going to be watching the Ouachita Parish-Santa game tonight. They'll get the winner of that one next week in Destrehan.
Some other games that you'll be watching?
Yeah, a lot of them in Division II non-select. Franklinton will play Rain tonight. That should be an easy victory for Franklinton. Pearl River takes on Opelousas, the state champion in this division 2 years ago. Bell Chase will get the winner of that one. Lutcher and Iota, the Battle of the Bulldogs in Lutcher tonight. And South Terrebonne goes up to my neck of the woods, Prairie Ronde, out in St. Landry Parish, to play Northwest.
So will that be a home game for Bell Chase?
Yes, that'll be a home game for Bell
Chase.
Because
they had the bye and they're the
They have a bye. They're the 3 seed, if I remember correctly, in that division. Haynes Academy plays Abramson. Shaw gets the winner of that one next week over on the West Bank.
And that's the game that took the place of the one that you were going to go to.
Correct. That's the Haynes had dibs at Joe Yenny Stadium, so they play there tonight. And L.B. Landry plays Northside. The winner of that game will get St. Charles Catholic next week, and St. Charles more than likely will blow their opponent out of the water. Division 3 select, North Lake Christian hosts St. Louis Catholic. St. Louis coming from Lake Charles to play that one. The winner of that game gets the Elijah Havens Show and Dunham. Haven, one of the most prolific quarterbacks in Louisiana high school football, and based on the stats, he is the most prolific quarterback currently in Louisiana high school football. He's only a junior. He has one more year to go.
Can't come up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No, he can't come out early.
So who exactly gets into the playoffs when it comes to high school football?
We did some math the other day. There are 298 football-playing schools in Louisiana. Let me clarify that. 298 football-playing schools that are eligible for playoff and postseason honors. Mm-hmm. Of those schools, 208 of them get into the playoffs. When you calculate the percentage and you round up to the nearest percent, that's 75% of the football-playing schools in the state of Louisiana who make the postseason nowadays because of the split in its current form with four select divisions and four non-select divisions. I understand some of the concerns that led to the split with private schools or magnet academies, open enrollment schools like you have in Jefferson Parish and New Orleans, playing against schools that are confined, whose enrollments are confined to districts set by their school boards. But when you have 75% of your teams making the postseason, the bye district round seems more like a participation trophy than a celebration of the accomplishments that these athletes have made during the year. So at some point, something's going to have to give. I don't know if the principals of the LHSAA will put ego aside and their desire to hang banners and say, hey, we made the playoffs, and go back to a more condensed playoff format, but 75% of the teams getting in? It doesn't seem like a playoff anymore. It seems like just an extra week
of
the regular season.
What's the percentage in NBA basketball, do we know?
16 teams out of 30, so a little more than 50.
Okay. And I'm trying to think of other
teams. In the NFL, we're up to 14 out of 32, so we're not quite at 50% yet. NHL has, what, 31 teams now? They're 16 teams, so they're right at 50%. Major League Baseball is 12 out of 30.
So there you go. All right. Well, good luck to all the young men that are playing football tonight and the young ladies that are involved with maybe helping out with the training and so forth. And we'll be listening tonight, the high school football, WWL's Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup, presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper, tonight from 7 till 10:30, only on WWL. Ian Ozan, thank you, sir, and Coach Lou Valden in studio tonight. And really, even if you don't have somebody involved in high school football, it'll take you back to your high school days, and you can only imagine the excitement on the campuses where games are – scheduled tonight, even if the games are not scheduled on the campus, if it's an away game, the excitement of the players and the student bodies and so forth, it'll take you back to high school. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member, talk about NOPD overtime and the budget problems that the city's having. Then we'll talk to Clancy Dubose, get his take, and a lot more coming up. So stay with us. 7:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to the guy that's playing both ways, Ian Ozan, for WWL First News.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.